भगवद गीता 11.31 आख्या ही में को भवानुग्र रूपो नमोस्तुते देववर प्रसीद विज्ञातुम इच्छामि भवन्तमाद्यं नहि प्रजानामि तव प्रवृत्तिम। कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग एंड ही सेज ओवर हियर आख्या ही सॉरी अर्जुना इज स्पीकिंग एंड ही सेज प्लीज एक्सप्लेन लाइक वी हैव आख्या एक्सप्लेनेशन सो आख्या सो आख्या ही मे को भवानुग्र रूप को हु आर यू लॉर्ड प्लीज सर्टनली एक्सप्लेन दिस टू मी ही उग्र रूपो आई कैन उग्र रूपो इज फेरोशियस फॉर्म ओ फियर्स ऑफ फॉर्म एज प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेटेड पोएटिकली भवान देर इज अ रिस्पेक्टफुल सेकंड पर्सन एड्रेस देर इज त्वाम एंड देर इज भवान प्लीज एक्सप्लेन टू मी हु यू आर नमोस्तुते देववर प्रसीद नमोस्तुते आई ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस टू यू हु आर द लॉर्ड ऑफ द गॉड्स देववर द बेस्ट ऑफ द गॉड्स प्रसीद प्लीज बी पैसिफाइड प्लीज बी पीसफुल प्लीज बी प्लीज विथ मी सो नाउ देयर माइट सीम टू बी अ कॉन्ट्रडिक्शन हियर इज आस्किंग हु आर यू आख्या ही मे को Who are you, Bhavanugra Rupo? And at the same time, he is saying, Vara, Deva Vara. You are the best of the gods. So, if Arjuna knows that Krishna is the best of the gods, and the question comes up, why is he asking such a question? That is indicated in the next two lines. Vijnatum Icchami Bhavantamadhyam Vijnatum Icchami I desire to know. Bhavantamadhyam, from you, O Lord, I want to know. Again, there's a respectful second person address, Bhavantam. So, Adhyam, you are the original person. It also indicates that Krishna, Arjuna is aware of the position of the universal form, of whoever, the vision that he is seeing over here. Nahi prajanami tava pravrittim, nahi prajanami. I do not know tava pravrittim, your Prabhupada translates this as mission, pravritti, inclination, intention, mission, all similar here. So, now, it is Arjuna only who has asked Krishna to show the universal form, and Krishna has said that I will show the universal form. So then, why is there a confusion over confusion about identification for Arjuna? Why is he asking that? Who are you? He has already identified. In fact, he himself has identified earlier in 11.6. Pashyami Tvam Vishveshwara Vishwarupa. Thus I see you, O Lord, who are the Vishwarupa. So if he has identified the form before him as the Vishwarupa, then why is he asking again that same form, who are you? So the answer is that actually he has identified the form, no doubt, as the Vishwarupa, but he had certain expectation when he saw the Vishwarupa, and that expectation is not being fulfilled here. Rather, he is seeing something else. He knows that Vishwarupa is extremely powerful. The whole universe is present in it. The whole cosmos is there, from up to down. That was what was expected. But then, when he sees in that universal form a ferocious being with the mouth open, fire coming out, and all living being on and the Kauravas entering into the fire, and even his own soldiers entering into fire, into that fiery mouth. Ami chitvam dhritarashtrasya putra. Sarve sahiva vanipala sangai bhishmo drona suta putras tathaso sahasmidayairapiyodha mukhe vaktrani te tvarmana avishanti damshtra karalani bhayanakani kechid vilagna dashanantareshu sadrushyante chunitair uttamangai. So in text 26 and 27, he stated that actually they have all entered into the Vishwarupa, and they're dying. Their heads are getting smashed against the teeth, which are ferocious, and they're meeting a terrible death. And in the previous verse, he says that Leliyase Grasamana Samantal Lokan Samagran Vadanair Jalad Bitejo Birapura Jagat Samagram Bhasasta Vogra Pratapanti Vishnu. Says not only are they smashing their heads and losing their lives, but actually when they smash their heads and their blood gets spread all over, the Vishwarupa is actually licking the blood. And thus, it's a ghastly sight. So naturally, this disconcerts Arjuna. Even people, even a person who goes regularly to tribe, to forests and sees tribes, if there the tribal sees, if we see that tribals are actually cannibals, then even people who, even a person who is habituated to seeing tribals, even that person may get disconcerted. So Arjuna knows that this is a Vishwarupa, but what is this feature that he's seeing? He's not able to identify, you know, this ghastly feature. He's not able to identify. Therefore, he says, he at one level identifies that you are Devavara, you are Adyam. So he understands that you are the Supreme Being, but then still he asks, who are you exactly? I am not able to understand. Nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. I am not able to understand your mission. Krishna, while revealing the Vishwarupa, had told Arjuna that you will see what you have desired and you will see more over here. Ihai kastam jagat krishnam shadhyasacharacharam mamadehe gudakesha yachanyadrashtumichhasi. He said that in 11.6. So now here, that same point being stressed, it is stated that beyond that also you'll see something. So Krishna is shown Arjuna his Kala Rupa, and that was a revelation which has not done before. Adrushta Purvam, it has not been seen before. And because of that, now when it is seen, Arjuna is not able to identify that. And in response to Arjuna's question, Krishna will tell in future verses that actually I am the form of time. Kalosmi lokakshekrut pravuddho. Time, I am the destroyer of all the worlds. But at this stage, in this verse, the sight of the scarily unfamiliar in the majestically familiar, the majestic. So familiar, not exactly in the sense of very close familiarity, but Arjuna was aware of what the Vishwarupa is in a broad sense, and he was expecting to see something. But when he sees something entirely different, he's disconcerted. He becomes fearful, and thus he's asking that, what is your intention? I'm not able to. Nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. So in one sense, we know that God, the Absolute, has many forms. Advaitam achyutam anadi mananta rupam. So that Lord who is Advaita, who is Achyuta, Brahma Samhita says, who is anadi, he has ananta rupa. This verse from the Brahma Samhita has alliteration of the A sound in all the four words. Advaitam achyutam anadi mananta rupam. So he has unlimited forms. And now he manifests different forms for different purposes. At a spiritual level, it is to reciprocate love in different moods with different devotees who would like to worship him in different forms. At the material world, at the material level, he may have different missions, maybe to kill particular demons, and different demons may have different benedictions because of which the Lord may be required to manifest in a particular form for going around circumventing the obstacles created by those benedictions and to kill him, just like the Lord manifested in Narasimha. And even the gods were fear-struck because even Lakshmi Devi was fear-struck because she felt, I had never seen my Lord in such a ferocious form, such a ferocious mood. So here, so he understands, Arjuna understands that this is the Supreme Lord, this is Devavara, this is Adhyam, but he is not able to understand which particular form is this and for what particular mission has this form being manifested. So thus the question is about who is this, means which form and for what purpose, and that will be answered in the next verse. Thank you.